This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It seems like we stop at Pete Alonso. That's what the Orioles did this offseason. I know that was the blockbuster move. But we stopped there at Pete Alonso, and we forget about the other moves that this team made. The transaction, we forgot about that. Those. We forgot about they went out and got Kittredge. We forgot about they went out and got Ryan Helmsley. We forgot those moves. We forgot they traded for an outfielder as well. My man Tito.
Yep.
They made more than one move. They made multiple moves, and they still hopefully have something to make. And when you look at what the other teams have done, do you think the Orioles are the most improved team so far in the American League?
Absolutely. I think they were the most active and most improved. Look, between Ward and Alonso, they potentially added like 80 home runs to the lineup just with those moves alone. I mean, that's not even an exaggeration. You know, Alonso can easily have 40 home runs in this ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You get Kittredge back in kind of a beautiful chess move. You just end up paying cash. You don't have to give up any of your prospects or your young players. Mm-hmm. So you get him back. You pick up a closer. You got Ward. I mean, and now you got someone who I never thought they were going to sign. I thought this was going to be, you know, just a dance they do, and like, oh, the Orioles are involved, they're interested. Ah, he went back to the Mets.
Why would you think they would?
Right, because they haven't.
And they, day or two before, that's what just happened with the Phillies.
Yes.
He flirted with you, drove the price up, and then Schwarber left. So now you got Alonso out there. Okay, next let's turn the page to Alonso. Well, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I said, oh, they'll make him a real offer, but he's going to stay in New York. Nope. He wanted out.
And now he's gone. I mean, what's going on with the Mets, man? Why?
I don't know. You know what's funny?
Great exodus.
I remember I said this in passing a couple of weeks ago before the Alonso thing happened. When we were talking about it, who you wanted, and I wanted Alonso. What I said at the time was, I said, the fact they let Nimmo go,
mm-hmm.
who was a huge fan favorite in New York, very popular guy, longest tenured Met, and they let him go, it was like, there's something up. I bet you Alonso is available. And sure enough, he was. And I was shocked because Edwin Diaz was pissed. He left.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was pissed because you went out and got Devin Williams.
Right. So,
I don't understand.
You know, tweaked him. So he wanted out. And this guy's one of the best closers in baseball. He's out. Nimmo's gone. And I was like, man, I can't. And now Alonso's gone to our, you know, benefit. But I something's up in New York.
It's weird. They have so much money and nobody wants it.
Yeah. Yes. It's odd.
We've got all this money. We don't want it.
I don't know.
We're going to get it somewhere else. And I don't know if you – did you hear – I know you don't watch TikTok. Did you see the Oriole thing with Alonso on TikTok, Joe? where he talked about, he told his wife how Baltimore is the place to go. That's the place where I want to be. He said, I told my wife that. He said, when the offer came, I said, you know, that's it. Let's take this. He was saying how he just thought Baltimore was the place for him to be, even before he signed the deal. When they came at with him with the offer that he wanted, that he thought was fair, it was over with. He didn't even shop around anymore. It kind of makes you wonder, what is being said right now? What's being said? Is it just the money?
I don't know. There's something going on. It's just odd.
Well, can we now officially say that David Rubenstein did not lie when he said we're going to spend money? Can we officially?
Can we finally say that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you stop being skeptical of that? Let's go out to Johnny, who is in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. You know why I think people might have forgot all these extra signings?
Why?
Because last year, man, we wanted a veteran in the clubhouse. We wanted a veteran. That was what was keeping us from being able to get over the injuries, and now we got him, and now I think the extras are just going to fall into place. But
Johnny, I don't know if you remember Jeremy Conn and I getting into that debate last year. I said, listen, you can't just get a bat. You can't just get potential. You got to get someone who's been there before because that guy calms everything down. That's Pete Alonso, who's been there before.
Yep, I agree, Rob. I think that's why the other signings haven't been like a big talk because of what we brought in. So that's a good thing.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. I just think you got to get somebody who's been there before, man.
Yeah.
The quote-unquote adult in the room.
I think it helps a lot. Someone with postseason experience, they've been there before, played in big games, you know, especially with a young team. Yeah, I think it's really important.
Pete Alonso can tell you not only what it's like to succeed and get to the postseason, he can also tell you what it is like to collapse and miss the postseason.
Yeah.
And now you add experience. Now, Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman and those guys are now experienced guys. They've been through both, too. I'm excited.
I'm really. I said yesterday when you were out with Jeremy. I said, I am truly excited about spring training this year. I can't wait to see this team. Like, you know, there's going to be so many new faces and, like, not guys you don't know. It's going to be weird seeing Pete Alonso out of a Met uniform.
Are they sending us to spring training?
Well, I know whatever.
You said you're going to be excited for spring training. Are you sending us? They would make a decision while I was out?
We're going to be there one way or the other.
So I didn't want to say that.
So that's happening.
You got a house there, and my other employer will send me there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday. Joe, are you excited? You think this team, this organization is moving in the right direction, or this is yet another smokescreen in your opinion?
Smokescreen? That implies that somebody's trying to hide something from us, though.
Or is this another mirage?
Yes, there you go. Right. I don't think so, but you know, I don't get too high or too low on this kind of stuff.
Nah, sports, man. I let myself get that high. That's
well, but for. See, but you've seen like
that's what it's for.
I've only had one real taste of sustained.
What's your sustained success?
From 2012 to 16.
Okay, that's your sustained success. All right. They got you to the ALCS and swept in four games. That would be a kick in the groin. I agree with that. But for me, I allow sports to take me to that mountaintop, knowing that it could disappoint you. But isn't that what it's about?
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I don't want to get too high, then why are you watching?
Yeah, I mean it's the thrill, it's entertainment, it's the thrill, it's feeling like you're part of something. It's all that.
It's about taking a ride with them.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take this ride with you. I don't know where we're going. If you crash and burn, we're all gonna be heartbroken. But if you succeed, we're all gonna be pumped up.
It's all about competing. You go as far as you can, enjoy the ride. It's like,
and I do love to compete.
Yeah, me too. I've never won a championship. I've been in high school or college. But I loved every minute of it. I don't regret it.
Yeah. Rich Eisen said the NFL needs the Chiefs to be fun. We'll talk about that at 8:15. But on the other side, college football playoffs begin Friday night. I can't wait. Ralph Russo from The Athletic joins us up next. From The Athletic joins us up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.